Who you got on the phone?
It's good to be here. Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
Hey. Hootie who?
How are you, James?
I've never been on this radio station.
What? That's an atrocity.
Wow.
Welcome to it.
Have you been ever been on this radio station, Kevin? I know you have.
But no, I haven't.
No, this is your first time.
Yeah, first day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you used to crank call Mark and Brian all the time.
No. Oh, okay. No, we didn't.
We crank called Karl Malone and Vic the Brick. That's what we used to crank call.
And Rick French East. President, yeah.
And Rick East, right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
No, it's a radio. It's a radio station. You
know, there's these weird old things that are still around radio. And
and the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far. Yeah. I mean, it's only been 2.5 hours, but so far, yes. I
haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first-time caller, first-time listener?
No,
they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean, Kevin, I have many stories about you, but I have a story about Slugger.
Oh, excellent. No. Excellent.
Jimmy Kimmel, give me... No, please.
Excellent.
All right, let's hear it.
So when the first week I was on the air at K-Rock, wow, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
Good
we
job,
didn't,
guys.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
Welcome.
That's true.
And, which was a terrifying thing to hear. And
yeah,
so I knew I had to win them over as quickly as I possibly could. But I was on the air not so long after that. They let me go on the air. And I got a note in my locker one morning from none other than Doug the Slug, who wrote me a very, very nice note saying, hey, I heard you on the air, and you're really funny, and you sound great, and welcome to the radio station.
Oh, wow.
What happened to you,
yeah,
Sluggo?
No, that was early on in my life. I'm like, wow.
Wow, when did you change so much?
And right, I never forgot it. And I have to say, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I don't know Doug that well because we had, obviously, we were on early in the morning, and he was on late at night, but I always appreciated that, and I will never forget it.
Well, dude, I remember you with the Party Patrol at KZZP back in Phoenix back in the day, and you were just always so entertaining and just so nice, and it was so fun to hang out with you, and so I guess...
Well, I didn't even know you had even remembered me because I was just kind of standing in the corner watching everyone else pick up girls.
You were a wallflower.
That's what I appreciated. Anybody that wanted to hang out at a radio station. I understand that.
I do love radio stations, and I'll tell you, I was in, we took a road trip over the summer, and we stopped at that McDonald's in Barstow, you know that McDonald's,
yes,
on the way to Vegas?
Of course.
And I, for whatever, I was going to the restroom upstairs, I went upstairs, and they have this really... Like, this radio station looks like a time capsule from 1981. It looks like it has equipment that was old in 1981. And I was longing to get in there. You know, it's a pre-recorded station, so nobody was in there. But I really felt that weird feeling I would feel when I was a teenager, and I just wanted to be in the radio station.
Did you think of breaking in?
I did think of breaking in, and then also I thought, like, well, maybe if I, like, tweet something, they'll know I'm standing out here. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? Everyone's waiting for me in the bus. Go downstairs. Your children don't care. So are you excited to be back on the air, Kevin?
I am, actually. I am, yeah.
And you're doing this for alimony, right? Is it that... That's what I was told.
That is not true.
That's not true?
No. No. But I appreciate you bringing it up.
Well, when I offered to call in, you didn't think it was going to work out well for you.
I didn't. No. No, that's true. But I appreciate it, Jimmy. I appreciate it very much.
It's weird hearing you guys say Sammy Hagar.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened a lot of K-Rock.
Every once in a while if we were really drunk, but generally.
It's a weird first day, Jim. I got to be honest.
Yeah, the first day is always weird. And it's funny. You know what's weirder, though, than the first day to me? It's the following Wednesday next week.
Okay.
When everybody, all the excitement is kind of gone, and you're like, okay, well, this is where I work now.
I'm still doing
this. This is it.
Well, should I quit then?
Yeah, right? That's about
Yeah,
time.
You know, I don't know. Play it by ear. But okay. it's funny because there's a lot of hype going in, and then it keeps going.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Yeah. And the hype dies quickly.
Yeah.
How are things? Like, how is it at the station? Like, do they have snacks for you guys?
I didn't get any snacks. They have snacks, Lego?
No, there's no snacks.
That is the biggest difference between radio and television, is that TV shows, there are snacks. And that word for me was like, that was the real selling point. When I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know what to make of it, because I do remember, like, we didn't even have coffee at K-Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember Elvis Costello was on, and I said, can I get you anything? Which was always a scary thing to say to the guests, because sometimes they'd say yes.
Yeah, we had nothing.
Had nothing
right.
to give. But he said, I'd love some tea, and I thought that seemed like a reasonable request. So I ran down the hall, and I got some, you know, we didn't even have like a hot pitcher of water. So I got some water and I put it in the cup and I put it in the microwave and I microwaved it for like 2 minutes and then I put in a Lipton bag and I ran it down the hall to Elvis Costello and he tasted it and he said, this is the best tea I've had.
Wow, what?
Since I was in England, he said, what kind of tea is this? And I said, Lipton.
But it was made with so much love.
It really was.
You could taste the love.
Lipton tea. Yeah.
That's funny.
How's the show been going so far? I just finished doing my show, so I
so far, so good. I mean, I haven't made any mistakes.
Yeah, you know, people are wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin is going to happen, and fortunately, no one, he hasn't paid off yet, so.
I've been great. I have to be honest. I've been great. What?
Has the Armenian comedian appeared yet?
He has not.
Oh. How about Tad?
Wait, hold on. I texted Lightning last night, and I said, hey, if we want to put the Armenian comedian on, how would I do that? And so he called, he checked all of the numbers that he had for Sam, and they were all disconnected.
I find that very hard.
Listen, I'm just telling you what, and Sam had called him 2 days ago. So, he had no idea what was going on.
Really, in that situation, it could easily be Lightning. That's the problem.
Oh, very.
I mean, there's definitely a chance that it wasn't Sam's fault.
Yeah, but there were multiple numbers, he said. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that may have been God saying no. Don't put him on.
God doesn't say no to the Armenian comedian. God says yes.
I bet he's turning up sometime soon. That's my guess.
I would guess so. I don't know why I enjoy putting him on so much when people hate it. It really makes me happy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do wonder if you will have the same enthusiasm if Sluggo likes the Armenian comedian.
I won't. Hey, this guy's funny. Let's get him on tomorrow. I probably won't care as much. You're right, because everyone else voted against him and hated him. That's right.
No, that's not actually true. You know, you did that poll on Twitter, and you asked, should he be on 1 hour or 2 hours or every hour?
All hours.
And 92% or something
but
said
that's,
every hour.
That's
voted on that poll, by the way. I voted 3 hours.
Well, I can't get a hold of him, but I'll work on it. I'm sorry to let you down, Jimmy.
I will get him for you. Don't worry. You know what would be a fun thing to do with the Armenian comedian? I'm serious about
this. This is Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
We should buy him a one-way ticket to Bean's house in London.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
That's the best idea ever.
Yes.
We'll give him Bean's address, and he just shows up there.
There you go.
And Bean will not be happy.
Bean loves it when people show up at his house all of a sudden.
He likes surprise visits.
Yeah.
Even if you're invited, Bean doesn't want you showing up at his house.
That's true. Actually, I went to see him up in his place in Seattle.
You did?
Yeah, and he showed me the whole house, and it was amazing. And like about 2 weeks later, I was talking to him again, and he goes, dude, you should come up and see the house someday. Totally didn't remember that I made such a great impression. We had such a fun time together.
Well, he's got so many people in and out of that.
Exactly.
Like, you think Hefner remembers who Miss February 1981 was?
Well, I did look like some of his Playboy ones.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I love that idea. Let's buy him a one-way ticket.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he has to figure out his way home.
Yes.
It's quite an adventure. I would imagine that Bean would open the door, unless he has a peephole, in which case he wouldn't even open the
right.
door. He'd open the door, he'd take a look at him, and then he'd close the door immediately.
100%. Remember when Matt Money Smith went up to his house? Matt Money Smith, we gave him the address. He went up to the house. He knocked on the door. Bean's wife, Donna, answered. She was happy to see him. Bean was sitting on the couch, and he said, "What the F are you doing here?" loves Matt.
Yeah, I would argue, I would say Matt was probably his favorite coworker of all of us.
Agreed.
And that was the response. That was the welcome. Yeah.
Yes. So I like the idea,
Jimmy. I kind of understand that. I'm very social myself.
Sluggo's very antisocial.
Yeah, I'm the new, I can fill in that way.
Yeah, you're sitting here, you're having a conversation, you seem to be enjoying yourself, right?
But it's all filthy lies.
I see.
Thank you for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, you rule.
That means I'm out?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, is it over? It's over.
It's over.
What, you got Red Rocker to give away?
We have this exciting commercial message. Enjoy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $1,000 and our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock.
Coming up this hour.
Hell yeah. On a Friday.
Yes, it is a Friday.
Woo!
Take it easy.
I'm trying, man. I am.
I don't know if you saw the story that has been dominating the news for a couple of days now. Sylvester Stallone.
All right.
A lot of people were upset that he had joined Mar-a-Lago,
which
is ex-President Trump's place.
Man. Weren't they shutting that down or something? Wasn't it going to get shut down, Mar-a-Lago or something?
I don't know, but it certainly hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, according to his people, has never been and is not now a member of Mar-a-Lago. Falsely reported.
Oh, I hadn't seen that bit.
He was invited to dinner.
Oh, okay.
That's why he was there.
So it got blown out of proportion.
So Twitter, people went into e-rage.
Yeah.
And went crazy. Seeing Sylvester Stallone join the former guys club proves once and for all that he did his own stunts and he has brain damage to prove it.
He's having dinner.
What a disappointment Sylvester Stallone turned out to be joining Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. He clearly has received too many punches to the head. Almost all of them were involved punches to the head.
Apollo Creed out there somewhere is going, yeah, damn straight.
So we thought, just to sort of set the record straight today, we would check in with Sylvester Stallone.
Right, you have Sly's phone number.
Yes.
You've called him before.
And just get his version of this.
I think that's fair.
Sylvester, good afternoon.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
I'm not so good, because a lot of people are being, very disrespectful to me on the internet and stuff.
Right. Do you have Twitter?
Oh, yeah, I have Twitter.
Okay.
Do not upset him right out the gate.
I'm just asking, because maybe you would have missed a lot of that.
Of course he has Twitter.
I got Twitter, I got Instagram, I got TikTok, I got MySpace, I got Vine. How come nobody's making Vines anymore?
It does seem like it's been dormant for a while. I don't know.
You go to Vine, there's no Vine.
Right. All right, Sylvester Stallone, are you a member of Mar-a-Lago?
No, I've never been a member of Mar-a-Lago, okay?
Okay.
I live in Florida now, but I'm a member of a different club called the Breakers Club, right?
What is that, pray tell?
Breakers Club, like breaking things, like break your face, break your arm, break your nose. Like the breakers. We're the breakers that break things.
Can we hire you? Like, can I send you on a mission?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing Creed 3 because they don't want me, apparently.
I mean, you don't think that your entire reputation is ruined, right?
I think it's like taking a beating, and I know a thing or two about taking a beating.
You do, yeah.
And my reputation is taking a beating because, I just go to dinner and then, I'm like doing the right thing, like having a meal, and everybody comes to start calling me baby killer. Back and spit on me. And they call me baby killer now. Is it going? No, I know it. I was like, thank you, first blood. I didn't throw first blood. I just had the first course. I didn't have the first blood. It's unbelievable.
I think you may be confused with one of your movie roles.
It seems like a flashback to a film, perhaps, instead of real life, maybe.
Could be worse. I could flashback to stop when my mom will shoot.
Oh, honestly, that was genius. Yeah. That was a genius, genius movie. So, moving forward, are you going to stay away from Mar-a-Lago?
Probably will, because everybody seems very upset about it, I came and go have a meal, and everybody thinks, now he's one of Donald Trump's boys or something like that. I don't have a problem with anybody, all right, except, the Russians, because I once had trouble with this big Russian guy.
Right.
Drago, if I remember correctly.
But we got along, okay? And if he can get along, and I can get along, we can all get along, right? Come on, baby killer!
Yeah, no.
No one's calling you a baby killer, I don't think.
I don't think.
Well, all right, I killed one baby.
What? And then suddenly, Mr. Everlast, House of Pain, nice one, man.
I really feel like that song cannot be listened to softly. Like, if that song right. comes on, and you're in the car with somebody and you're talking,
right.
talking yeah. ceases, yeah. and that one goes up.
You start jumping around in the yes. car. Boing, 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 boing.
I love that.
That is good stuff. Thank you, Carlos. Good request.
It is a Friday afternoon, and we are going to do another episode of Slanguage. Welcome, Justin Credible.
Yes, my friends, Kevin, Sluggo, how you guys doing?
Good, today, man.
I'd like to... so far with you, we've learned booming, we've learned we viral.
Yes, we are viral.
Running it up.
Run it up.
Shorty's a 10.
Dime piece, baby.
I feel like we're making progress.
I feel like the delivery gets better each time we connect, man.
Right, but when we start at such a deficit, that needs to...
yeah, maybe just call me one day before you drop it on someone, just
hey,
to make sure.
How do I use it again?
Yeah, how about I'll give you guys... couple more words
okay.
to add to the Slanguage dictionary.
Okay.
Perfect.
This one right here started getting hot inside of the pandemic, so it's fairly new.
All right.
I haven't used it that many times myself.
Oh.
So proceed with caution, especially in this city.
But we can't pull stuff off anyway, so it's
so,
fine.
So this is truly dangerous. I mean, you're just setting us up now, right? What is
maybe,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, but I think this one is gonna be well-received by your friends.
Okay.
When greeting your friends, you want to say, what's up, gang?
What's
gang.
Up, gang? What's
even
up?
If it's just one person?
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
That's
all
kind
right.
of the part right there. It makes yeah. you feel like I'm one of the crew, though. And
right.
I've been
right.
accepted. It's like, what's up, gang? What's up, gang?
Right.
Now, in
and
LA...
you're saying that could be dangerous.
In certain parts of the city. We aren't really frequent in those parts, so
right.
we should be okay.
Right.
But you definitely want to scope out the you know, who's around
the
before you drive.
Okay.
The environment.
Just, I gotcha.
Just a little footnote there.
Right. right.
Sluggo, you good with that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
All right. You're trying to keep us safe.
Yes.
Just precautionary
yes.
measures.
Exactly.
What's up, gang?
What's up, gang? That's right.
All right.
It's like, it's a term of endearment. It lets them know...
I'm one of you.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And you're one of me.
And why do you think it's got started during the pandemic?
I don't know why.
Yeah,
it just
right?
started. I started
huh.
hearing it more yeah, over yeah. the last 6 months or so.
All okay. right.
You know, and I'm
yep.
up on it. I'm
yep.
up. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like whatever the latest words
all right, that's
are.
That's a challenge. Now I want to use that.
Yeah, try it out.
It's a challenge because
yeah,
you said
yeah.
it's dangerous.
Tonight when you go see your grandma, you're going to stop
yes.
by.
Yeah, what's up,
throw
gang?
It, yeah. Throw it out on her right
away.
How do
you think she'll respond?
What's that, dear? Along those
lines.
I'm a dime piece.
Yeah.
That's what she knows. Grandma's a dime piece. Certified dime piece. All right, another word that we're adding to our Slanguage vocabulary mm-hmm. is you know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Well, I think I could almost pull that off.
I think this one is something that's going to be a nice transitional word to get us to the next level of Slanguage.
Okay.
When someone's asking you what you have going on tonight,
uh-huh.
or maybe you're inviting them over, and you're like, oh, couple drinks, sports game on TV. You know the vibes.
All right.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
It's good vibes always.
That makes sense.
So I think that's something that you could use on with any generation,
I think that's going to be probably safer than what's up, gang.
Yeah. yeah. You know the vibes? Is it easier?
Yes.
But that
know?
Would actually be a response to what's up, gang, right?
It could
it
be,
could
too.
Be, right?
See,
all
well
right.
done, Sluggo.
Yeah,
that's another
yeah,
part.
Yeah, yeah, you got a point. Yay!
It's a point for you. It could also be used that way, too. You know
right.
the vibes?
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
the vibes? And also, if they're giving you a compliment, like, Kev, those shoes are dope. So you know the vibes. Like, come on, man.
But of course, Kevin's never, no one's ever said
no
that
one's
about
ever
his
said,
shoes.
Oh, that,
no.
that,
yeah.
But I'll wait
but,
for it.
Yeah.
And someday.
As
soon as somebody does, I'll be ready.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Charlie, it's always fun hanging out
yeah.
with you guys, man. You know the vibes. Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you, Justin. We
always
appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom. Next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal.
Uh-huh.
And one guy pulls
Decide
out his
he's
phone.
He's
going to
start filming the event.
First he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. What universe is that okay
I
in?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Striker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m. thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in
happened,
and filming.
Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video. No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there? Has it been
I don't think
published?
So.
Does there, we have audio?
I don't. Oh, we have audio of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
it's
we
a report.
Take
yeah.
A,
mm-hmm.
95.5.
Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's bathroom.
Victim. Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Victim.
That
a Sheets?
Once you
What's going on?
A Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name
terrible.
Of the business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though.
How dare you.
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this. But as I recall,
Stryker videoed me. When it was after Coachella one night. We'd gone to a, if I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we had a drink or 10.
After Coachella, I can't imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow.
I think.
That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't remember.
That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the IHOP in La Quinta.
That's terrible, first
yes,
of all.
Right.
And shame
Agreed.
On him. But
Agreed.
As I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came
yeah,
in to
that,
sit
yeah.
down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And
yeah.
then put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and
yes.
wait for people to come in and
yes.
start using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Oh.
An old dude invited me to come to his place for Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
How'd you get out of it?
I just said, oh, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to.
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing ever.
It was great.
We need to bring that back.
Nope.
Illegal or not.
Nope.
Now. I don't
nope.
care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
Nope.
So as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No,
but
I believe he said
no.
he'd meet
it's
you
illegal.
Downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmilegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those
Why
recording
you not stop
sessions.
Talking about
because
this.
That was my favorite bits ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, oh, well, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have a chance for you to win $2,000 coming up in
That's
about
right.
15 minutes.
That giant beast will be wandering in with some damn text word for you.
What do you think about the Loch Ness Monster?
That's one of my favorite weirdnesses ever.
Same.
Yeah. You
Same.
Actually, you and your little friend Bean went to Loch Ness.
We did, yeah.
Took one of those little tour boats
uh-huh.
to see if you could see Nessie.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to see Nessie, you were firing guns into the water to try and kill it, right?
It was dark, so we couldn't see into the water. And they provided us with weapons, so yes, we used them. What are we supposed to do?
They provided you with guns?
Yes, they did.
I am so going to Scotland, man.
It was pretty great.
I'm on my way.
There's a molecular ecologist named Professor Matthew Sweet who has his own theory
Sweet.
On the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
And in his tweet, he says, back in the day, travelers or explorers would draw what they saw. This is where many sea monster stories come from. Tentacled and alien-esque appendages emerging from the water, giving belief to something more sinister lurking beneath. However, Professor Matthew Sweet says, in many cases, it was just whale penises.
You were saying some really weird stuff today.
Yeah.
Whale penises.
In many cases.
Detachable whale penis.
It didn't say detached.
Double whale penis.
He just said in most cases it was...
So they're upside down? Do they have them in the usual...
I don't
place.
Understand
they don't have them on their head, right?
That's why on the Heineken 00 hotline, we're going to talk to Professor Matthew Sweet.
Oh, wow.
And get his explanation of exactly what he means by this.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi, yes, this is Professor Matthew Sweet. How are you?
We're great. Wonderful. Thank you for calling today. We appreciate it.
By the way, I'm not the same Matthew Sweet who had the hit song Girlfriend in 1991.
I was thinking of, I was wondering.
Everybody thinks of it. It makes me crazy.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say
it then. Start by telling you right away, that's not me. Oh,
that's okay, not you.
Thank you for clearing that up.
How do you
You're welcome. Now we can get on with the important stuff like whale penises.
Okay. How do you know what people were drawing was a whale penis?
Listen, it's a simple fact. If you look at the old maps from the maritime days of people out in the oceans, when they talk about the huge sea creatures that are coming out of the water, if you look at the shape of the tentacle, it's identical to a whale's penis. And that's what they were seeing. They just drew it because they didn't know any better.
So the whales were upside down, but near the top of the water?
Yes, listen, whales, when they mate, okay, they have several male whales in the area with one female whale, a cow.
That's right.
I love the way you talk, sir.
Very excited.
Yeah, I love that sound.
And they're taking turns with the lady whale. And so while they're waiting for their turn, they're swimming around, and they breach out of the water. And when they breach, they often go on the belly up. And that's when you see the huge extended male whale penis in the air.
And it looks a bit like the Loch
Ness. Huge! It's a huge penis!
It is big.
And it looks a bit like the Loch Ness Monster?
You gotta see a big whale dong to really appreciate it.
I don't want to. How big are they? Do you have information on that?
Miles!
Wow!
Miles!
Holy cow! Amy, you would think that people going out whale watching would be in for quite a show. Usually, I don't remember anybody coming back from one of those with this kind of story.
Well, because they're not breeding all the time, for God's sake. They're not sex maniacs. They have other things to do, okay?
All right.
They're eating krill and things, all
right? Right.
Gotta do other things. They're not just all banging all day long.
Right.
Although that would be a great life to be a whale. With a huge penis banging all day long.
That would be pretty phenomenal, actually.
Oh, I want to come back as a huge penis whale. In the next life.
They call them penis whales?
Oh, yeah, it's a special breed. I know these things. I'm a professor.
I've heard that, yes. You also sing a song that we love.
Yeah.
The guy with the song from 1991.
It's not you. Okay,
oh, all right.
Thank you for taking the time today, sir.
Well, thank you for talking penis.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Who's calling you, man?
Hang on, I'll get it.
We had that little EAS alert go off yesterday, and a long discussion as a result if that's illegal for us to play on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if your phone goes off and your mic is open, well, then let's call the FCC and find out.
I'd rather not.
Come on, you
I'd
love
rather
those
not
guys.
Do that.
You're good friends with them.
I'd rather not.
You got some pals.
On January 12th, Guinness World Records announced that a 190-year-old giant tortoise named Jonathan has become the oldest living land animal.
Wow. 190.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said 18 something else. It was 1832.
Wow.
Been alive since 1832 before Queen Victoria ascended the British throne.
Wow.
I did find it hilarious that one of the first things they say in the article is, according to the veterinarian, Jonathan, the giant tortoise, maintained basic instincts all the way through his 190 years.
You mean he wanted to get some?
Such
whole time?
As eating, sleeping, and mating.
Ah, well, good for him. Come over here, you young whippersnapper turtle.
The turtle still has a good sex drive and is regularly seen mating with Emma and with Fred.
All right. Right on. What a naughty turtle. That's a very naughty turtle.
He is really just getting some.
He's a bi turtle.
And we thought that we would talk to Jonathan.
The turtle?
Yes.
I'll be damned. We can do that.
And find out some information about this. Hello. Is this Jonathan?
Hello.
Hi. Jonathan, it's nice to have you on. We appreciate it.
It's nice to
meet you. Say hi.
Me.
Right. You.
You.
Right. I've been this high many times.
So, Jonathan, your sex drive is being talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have sped him up a little.
You're regularly seen mating with Emma and Fred.
Tell us about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like better? Who's better? In the. Oh, man.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both of them.
Well, good.
Okay.
Sexes.
Both sexes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Now that I have come. I hope there's another word.
Out.
Okay, good.
Of my shell.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's a turtle joke. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little tortoise.
Tortoise humor. Right. Does Emma or Fred desire you more?
I think Fred.
Okay.
Likes
you more.
Me.
Right.
More.
Right. You're his
daddy.
Sorry. Thanks, man. Thanks for pointing at me. We're in the same building as Power 106.
Yeah.
So Slugo and I are pretty square. So we're going to have Justin Credible, who does the nights there, come over.
Nice.
Teach us some language.
Oh, nice.
Some slanguage,
yeah.
Perhaps.
So what?
Slanguage.
Slanguage.
Sure.
Slanguage. With Justin Credible. In minutes on KLOS.
Check, 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 check.
Introduce yourself to Los Angeles. Well, this part of Los Angeles anyway, if you would be so kind, sir.
I would love to, man. My name is Justin Credible. I'm on the air every night at our sister station, Power 106 here.
Power 106.
That's so awesome, man.
It's an
amazing
time.
Radio station.
It's a good time, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's an honor, man. It's, you know, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, California.
Cool.
So having a chance to be at the hometown heritage station, play some hip-hop jams, man, it's a dream come true, man.
Well, we want to do something called Slanguage.
Slanguage sounds fun.
Slanguage.
Slanguage.
Yeah, because, you know, we're very, very G-rated, and we want to hip it up a little, and we were told that you are the man to see.
I hope I can help, guys. I hope I can help. I'm here.
Let's give it a try. We'll give it our best shot. I don't have any faith in us, but go ahead.
I don't either.
I got faith, man.
All right. Slanguage.
So what I want to do is, I guess I'll give you guys some words that we use, you know, amongst the community, amongst the culture.
All right.
And just, you know, I wrote a few down here.
Okay, good.
All right, so I'm going to start off light. The first word I want to throw at you, the first slanguage word would be lit. Brand new show here on air.
Right.
You're lit out here.
I don't think we are yet.
No, I don't think we're lit at all.
No, you're lit out here.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Oh, okay. Booming. It's like you're lit. The show's on.
But nobody's listening.
Hold on, we're booming? Okay? I think you're booming. All right.
Right on.
All right.
Wait, is that another word we can use? Booming.
Booming's booming. Another word.
Oh, I like that
stuck
one.
It in right. There.
Okay. And it's not a bad band from the 90s. That's a good thing.
All right.
Booming would be like popular, like popping. Like,
okay.
All right. Nice. This one here, I think you guys are going to really like. This is one of my favorite words that I'm using right now.
All right.
This is on God.
On God.
On God.
On God.
On God.
Now, this could be used a few ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I want to reassure you of something, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm going to be on time today to come to your show. I would say, I'm going to be on time. That's on God.
Wow. So you're like swearing to us that that's going to happen.
That's how you know I mean business.
Okay.
All right. Or.
On God. Okay.
If you're, it's a few meanings.
Okay.
If you're telling me, like, you got a favorite sports team. Lakers.
No, you're asking the wrong dude. Lakers. Ask him. Yeah,
Lakers.
There you go. Oh, Lakers. Yes.
Lakers,
I'll go with
right?
that. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're like, oh, Lakers going to go back to back this year.
Right.
Right. I'm going to agree with you. I'm saying on God.
I got you.
On
all right.
God. So I thought you guys.
So on God means that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. See?
Come on now.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All right.
You know about turnt up, right?
Sure.
Turnt up is like the energy I came in on.
I don't think we could pull turnt up off.
I don't think so.
I don't think we're the guys to do it.
No.
You don't
it's
think
very
so?
Jersey, though, isn't it? Isn't turnt very Jersey? Is
turnt
that right?
Might have stemmed from the East Coast.
Let's look into the Oxford Dictionary and see exactly where
where this. No, I don't think we could work. I don't think either of us could pull off turned up.
No, I feel like on a Friday you guys are turned up in here.
See, it sounds fine when you say it.
I don't see any alcohol though. I mean, over on our side, I'm definitely turning up though.
Okay, all right.
Let's keep going.
All right.
Are you guys familiar with That's OD?
That's OD.
Just like you would think, overdose.
No. Okay. Oh, that's too much? Is that what that means?
So it's like dope, but it's to the next...
Like, it's a little extra.
Yeah, no, OD'ing. No, that's no good, yeah.
He's ODing.
It's like OD was no that good? Garfield friend, wasn't he? OD, Garfield's friend?
No, that's not. Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with...
I guess I'm wrong.
Was it the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
I'd say we're not OD.
You don't think so?
No, not yet. We will be. We're just now lit. We're not OD.
The show's lit for sure.
Okay.
All right. One final one for Slanguage.
We're doing Slanguage.
I like Slanguage, yeah.
Power 106. I'm honored to be here, man. Thank you, guys.
Dude, that's awesome, having some power. We got to get a lot more mixed up.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, man. Let's let's bridge the gap,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
All right. So the final one would be I bet.
I bet.
That's
bet. Meaning all right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, nice catch. Yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's like all right, bet.
But what does bet mean?
So bet is just like if we're on the phone, if we're having a conversation,
right?
And you say something like, "I'll meet you for lunch around noon,"
and then I'll say, "On God."
You could say,
"There
on
you
God.
Go." Ah,
on
damn,
God
dude.
Works.
We're gonna OD.
No, we're probably not going to OD. Okay. We don't want to OD.
Is okay. OD going to be there?
Who?
The dog's friend? The cat's friend?
Not if I'm inviting you out of lunch.
Okay, what was the word?
I bet.
Okay.
So it's like, I understand. I bet. I'm on it.
Why
I
bet?
Bet is just like bet, like confirmed.
I mean, doesn't I mean I understand?
Yeah, kind of does.
You don't need bet.
Yeah.
I'm saying bet.
He's schooling you. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm in here. That's kind of
you just know all of it, don't you, Kevin?
I really do.
Keeping in your head.
Kev's got the Slanguage,
yeah,
man.
I am very hip.
Damn, girl.
No, you're lit. You're lit.
I'm lit, right. That's what I meant.
You're
Slanguage, everybody.
I'd say that went well.
Well done, Justin.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you. Kevin here. Hold on. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Kevin, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I gotta swallow a lot. Again, what the f***? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. Got a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
Kevin here, you know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Shit, man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Nope. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw. I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida!
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah, he was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No. This
is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on. Tommy Lee!
No, this
what
is...
What was he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass... alligator
right.
emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, Tommy, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there, all these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on. Right. Not that one.
And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No, he had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hello?
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rockin' and roll. Yeah.
Dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from firsthand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida a couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg. You know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, you know, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chicks, drumsticks.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know, when you're down there in the Bayou, man, you got to understand, like, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so it's not my first encounter. I remember one time me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made a made an alligator airtight. And
that did not happen.
Survive. Yeah, it did survive. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants, you know.
Like you do when you go fishing. Sure. Yeah, like, and you're Tommy Lee. Yeah. Yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know. And I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Anaconda, good. And I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad
all
you're
right,
safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
They distorted their guitars there at the end. They should be more careful.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey.
I asked you earlier today off the air if maybe it was on the air. I don't remember.
Who knows?
It's an hour ago. if you've ever gotten a massage.
Right.
I was very surprised by your answer.
Yes. Many times. I for a while I was going twice a week. I never felt better in my life. I found this one woman who was basically doing, you know, Swedish massage, which is what I like. But then she's like, let me do some Thai. And then finally she said, let me walk on your back. And she was so little, I'm like, and I'd always wanted someone to do that.
Why?
Because it just seems like it would feel really good. It's so much pressure pushing down on you in specific places. And you can use your toes and, you know, really get in and dig in. I mean, I understand that. I get it.
That's gross. I don't
and she was
on me.
Filthy. No.
Now, she had hair all over her feet.
She was great.
You seem like a guy who would hate.
Yeah.
That kind of contact with anyone.
Very much anti-me.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird. I think it's because I'm going to be in and out in 90 minutes, and I will not see this person again, and we're paying cash, and it's something going on. I mean, you know.
It's so, a business transaction.
Yeah. But if it's just someone on the street, no.
There is a NFL quarterback named Deshaun Watson, and he has a weird group of people. He has like 24 people that are accusing him of trying to get sexual favors.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Right.
While getting a massage. And like
that's so lame.
And then like 18 others came out and said, oh no, we've massaged him and he was fine.
Maybe he just wasn't into them.
I don't know.
Of all the times I went, I only had one person suggest, hey, you know, let me know what you would like. I was in Vegas, actually.
Really?
He had a proper casino. And I'm like, no, that's...
Was that a casino?
I'll go somewhere. I'll go to the chicken ranch if I'm looking.
Which casino?
Honestly, I don't remember. You're writing it down.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, you like massages, right?
I do. It was since I hurt my back, yes.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine being a masseuse or a masseur.
No, that's got to be a bad job, especially when people coming on to you. So is this guy, I mean, is this really, do you think this is happening?
It's not one of those things where I can tell.
Right, sure.
Because there's people on both sides.
So
who knows? I don't want to get to the bottom of that, but I do want to get to the bottom of what kind of a life choice that is and how much that must suck.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because
I could almost see I'm really good at giving massages. Actually,
what
I could see doing that.
What have you done with Sluggo?
I don't know. I guess when you remove normal personal contact, it doesn't bother me or something. I don't
know.
That's
so weird.
It is sort of weird, yeah.
It has to be annoying, though, because let's be honest.
It's going
to
be rough.
Any job where you handle people is annoying.
Yeah.
Because people can be super annoying.
Yeah.
Even if you're, you know, sell it retail or whatever.
Right.
People are annoying.
And if you work at one of these places, you can't say, no, I ain't going to do this person. They're.
Probably, right.
I wouldn't think so. I've never asked. I mean, I've had lots of them turn me down. No, get out. You're disgusting. I do think that. I'm like, how can you possibly want to? That's crazy.
Do you tip them bigger?
I do, actually. I do.
Yeah,
I tip everybody.
This is my tip. Yeah. This is for me being ugly. Yeah. This is for me.
It's for the smell today. Sorry about that. I did bathe, but I don't know what happened. It's just
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. It can't be.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a great profession.
Oh, yeah.
Helps people
feel
better.
Very necessary. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you're talking about people who are basically nude under a sheet.
Oh, wait, there's supposed to be a sheet?
Can
get the sheet out of here.
Necessarily go well.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't think so.
So 818-955-KLOS.
818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about masseuses and what it must be like to get a massage, what it must be like to give massages.
Yeah, to have that particular job. I've gotten plenty. You've had plenty.
But
what is it like to actually, all right, lay down on the table after you strip naked, and I'm going to put my hands on you, and I'm going to make you feel better.
KLOS, you had one of those?
Yeah, I had a great massage story, and it's not naughty or anything like that.
All right, tell me.
You know, I was a framer back in the 90s, and I had really had a hard week. And I had never gone to a massage before. And you hear all the stories, and I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for a good massage.
Right.
And I could give you the name of the place, but it had to do with massage masters and stuff.
Okay.
They were professional. They sounded like a professional massage place. And so I went in there. And there were these two cute girls, you know, at the front desk and everything. And I was like, oh, cool. One of them might be giving me my massage and everything. And so I went in and... And they legitimately, you know, took a shower, got in a robe, laid down on the table, and I waited. And then this big, super strong-looking man.
Oh, man, they sent in a ringer. They sent in a guy.
Bald hair comes walking in, and I'm like, oh, crap. And so he starts giving me a massage, and I'm like, oh, my God, it was the best massage ever. I could feel like he could find these little chunks of, you know, poison
knots,
stuff in my muscles, and he was breaking them loose and everything, and I literally got nauseous from all the chemicals that he had.
Oh yeah, that can happen, especially your first one. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't get sick, but I got really nauseous and dizzy and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, all I can say is hands down, it was the best massage I've ever had in my life.
Did you start
and
dating him?
It was great.
Did you?
What?
Nothing.
Right on. Thanks,
Thank
man.
You.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hey, we're looking for masseuses. Are you a masseuse?
I'm actually, they call us massage therapists.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Yes.
I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I've been a massage therapist for about 13 years, and I've had some pretty interesting things happen to me in the past. Nothing really sexual, but... had an old lady take just a giant dookie on my table.
Oh, man, really? How did you handle that situation?
She just all over the place, and she was like SPDing the whole hour. You know, silent but deadly.
Oh!
See, I quit my job.
Yeah!
I quit my job right then.
Uh-huh.
I turned her over face up, and she was just like, uh-oh. And I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She's like, uh-oh.
No.
And I'm like, I said, what just happened?
No.
She said, I pooped. And I'm like, you pooped? And she's like, yep.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, just now?
This is the worst story ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
And how long ago was this? And you kept going.
This was like 8 years ago. And
wait,
I'm
wow. Did you finish?
I kept at it. Oh, you know what? I couldn't. I had to tell her to get up and go, and it was going down her leg.
Oh, her leg. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks
though.
For calling.
Wow, but she kept on trucking with the job. That's impressive.
I didn't think there would be anything that bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In about 15 minutes, we'll give you another word to text.
To Cachosaurus Rex.
To get $2,000 today.
It's always really a good idea to text Cachosaurus Rex these words, too. Not only might it win you $2,000, but it keeps him from eating you. He's very...
Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He's very likely to bite you if you don't text him.
All right, let's get to a topic that we've been beating around the bush for a long time.
Okay.
I eat out of my trash. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a what? This is a what
now,
story?
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm living by myself. There's no one else in my apartment.
Okay. Right.
Throw away some trash.
You threw away some trash.
And inside. In my trash can.
Okay.
Some of it is a piece of pizza.
Pizza.
Because I was like,
I'm done with this.
It's worth saving one piece.
That's like 7 or 8 years old.
Was the it as old yes, as the, by the way.
Was it as old as the apple that was in here until just recently?
No, it is not, and I'm very disappointed in you.
Where? How dare you? It was.
We had an apple that was super glued to the top of our equipment for 4 weeks.
It was really starting to get rotten by the end there.
It came in today, and it was gone.
It was gone. Someone took it. We were going to make someone eat it.
I hope someone ate it. I hope someone was like, oh, this apple looks like they don't know anything about it. Oh, this looks good. Takes
it's
it.
Really hard to get it off here, but I'm going to do it.
Takes a bite. It's still in his mouth.
Left a piece of pizza in the other studio for like 8 years and someone ate it on the air.
So I throw it away.
Right. Okay. So you threw away this
pizza. It's in my trash.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In a little box for the pizza.
Like under. Okay. It's in a little box for the pizza. Okay. And it's in the trash, in the kitchen, under the sink or whatever.
Just in the kitchen. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So then the next day I go, wow, next you know what hit the spot?
Okay.
Pizza.
That piece of pizza. Right.
And then I think, it's in the trash. Oh, but it's my trash. That helps, right?
Okay.
Then we're going to take your calls at 818-955 KLOS, because I know some of you have done this.
Okay.
As well.
Right.
You've never done this, Mr. Judgmental over there? You've never eaten anything out of your trash?
No.
That you accidentally threw in there?
No. Once it goes in there, and I think I would. I would.
All right, that's the important part.
Yes, but I never have.
So the pizza was in the box, and I thought, sure. Why not? You know, you look at the box, you see if there's any stains or anything.
Right.
And there's
not. Right. I don't remember throwing away any nuclear waste or.
Yeah, and you go, it doesn't seem like it's been compromised.
Was it literally on top still or anything? Or like a banana peel on top of
there
it?
There was one bag on top.
One bag.
But there's no leakage.
Kitty litter?
There was no leakage.
Okay.
That's important.
All right. What was in that bag?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But not like something really gross.
No.
Not like.
That's what I'm saying. No leakage. That was my point.
Yeah.
Nothing gross.
Yeah. Did you a little bit as you chowed down on this trash pizza thing?
It's not trash pizza. It's just trash pizza.
Oh, no. No, this is trash pizza. It is not available from your major pizza distributors.
Sometimes trash pizza is good. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes the next day it's the morning and you go, you know what hit spot? Cold
what
pizza.
What was I thinking? Throw it away? At least. Now, if you had taken it outside, there's no way, right?
Correct.
If you put it in the garage, it's still in the house, so maybe?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't.
I probably, if it was in the garage so it was still in the house and I'm the only person there at the time, yeah.
You would go ahead and eat that pizza.
I think so, because I know what I throw away.
Right.
So it's still, trash pizza is still pizza.
I mean, I guess people are thinking germs. Rushing up.
Right, and I thought about that, and I looked, and it didn't look like the box was stained from anything else, and...
Right. I know a fella who would lose his mind over this.
Of course.
And you know this fella, by the name of Ted.
Yes.
I think he's busy right now.
Yes,
I think he's doing something right now. But wouldn't he lose his mind?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who would lose their mind.
Right.
But there are also a lot of people who would do it.
Yeah.
You know that for a fact, and I hope that's for a fact. So, 818-955-KLOS. You ate food out of your own trash. And I'm already making an excuse for you. In your defense, it was your own trash. So trash pizza, 818-955-KLOS. Tlego was just telling us how he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Wait, is that me? I thought that was you. I'm so confused.
I'm confused too. I think it was you.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm positive it was
maybe
you.
So.
All right, listen. So you eat out of your own trash. Understandably, you have to be careful.
That has to be in the house.
Right.
Not several days old.
You don't just blindly grab it and eat it. You look. Carefully. Check it out.
Maybe brush a little lint off the top.
Make sure it's cool. Mm. Maybe do a little surgery on it to cut out whatever's
the parts
offensive.
Where the rat has eaten.
Have you eaten out of your trash?
I have been known on occasion.
My man.
I mean, now there are some stipulations.
Yes,
how long was it actually sitting in there?
Overnight.
Before you took it out.
Overnight.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So that's over the line, is it?
The guy who eats out of the trash is judging me.
And, you know, what kind of pizza toppings?
Oh, good question.
Pepperoni.
I mean, it was just
pepperoni.
Meat-ish.
Oh, well,
meat-like.
Okay. I mean, because, I mean, if it has some kind of a funk to it, then,
listen,
you know,
yes, of course, I charge for the funk. We want the funk. Yeah, I checked for it.
T-Funk and the All-Stars were not on board.
Right. Let's get to you. What did you eat?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
pizza?
Yeah.
Actually, it was the same thing. It was also a slice of pizza. However, you know, Canadian bacon, you know, no veggies or nothing, but
not overnight
almost,
though.
Almost the same thing. No, it was not overnight. It was the same night when I was kind of like drunk and I needed sure. something, you know, to throw in there. Yeah. So.
I think I'd be a little less judgmental of me if I were you.
It's just, you know, the next morning, you know, it's like, okay, but any longer than that, there'd be a problem.
Yeah. Well, any longer yeah. than that, you just have to check it a little closer.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. I think if I were to take a Pop-Tart and put it in a paper plate and have crushed it or something.
I would attack you for throwing away a Pop-Tart.
Maybe I was just full.
What's wrong with you?
And
no.
then I'm high later. I don't know.
Okay.
But I haven't, unlike you, Mr. Trash Pizza.
You ate out of the trash. 818-955-KLOS. Listen, we're talking about you eating out of your own trash. Does that happen?
Not I. My uncle, he was a laborer.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, all the boys would go to the local pub, cash their checks, have a few brewskis,
mm-hmm.
come home about 10 in the evening. His wife, my aunt, everyone else asleep, goes into the kitchen, heats up the pot that's on the stove, pours himself a bowl mm-hmm. of soup,
mm-hmm.
eats it, wakes up in the morning, tells my aunt, his wife, thank you for leaving out dinner for me last night.
Oh, no.
She walks over to the kitchen, looks on the stove. It's the pot she uses to clean all the dishes before she puts them in the soapy water.
Oh, no.
Damn.
It was scraps from everything else?
Yeah.
Yes, floating on the... She would, you know, wipe all the individual plates into the one...
All right, it's like a gumbo.
You got yourself a stew.
Exactly. Exactly. OMG.
Right on, man. OMG. 818-955-KLOS.
You ate out of your own trash?
Hey, he's got a song called Learning to Fly. Are we doing something about learning to drive in a few minutes, maybe?
In a few minutes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
53-year-old.
Yeah.
Learning to drive.
53? Yes. Wow. Okay.
And you won't believe where she was learning to drive. You will not believe it.
Nice.
First, we are talking about eating food out of your own trash.
I found out that Kevin...
Sluggo told us at the beginning of this hour that he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Like purposely throws it away and then leaves it sitting on top. But you decided you needed that pizza, right,
Listen,
Kevin?
There are times when you have to have the pizza.
That
and
you threw
if the
away.
Pizza is in your own trash.
And in a box.
And you're sort of careful with what's around it.
Very few rat bites taken out of it.
Then it's viable. You've done this?
Yes, I had Chinese food the day after I threw out in the trash can.
But it was in your own trash, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. My own trash in the container.
Uh-huh.
It was noodles and fried rice and orange chicken and beef broccoli.
I could see doing that.
I hunger. I eat it.
Right, sure, why not? I can see that it's like actually a really good container, so I'll allow that one.
Wait, you hungered?
Like Hunger Games?
Yeah, I love Hunger Games, yes.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How about other people's trash?
You ate out of other people's trash. That makes me look better. Go on.
I used to be a sanitation engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we all did it, but especially Halloween. I lived in, like, people, you know, fancy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
After Halloween, they'd throw away bags of candy.
All right. And so I can see that they were still wrapped. They had just been thrown out the night before. I get that.
Okay, hold up. Were they still in their trash can, or were they in your truck?
Oh, they were in their trash can.
Okay.
So I'd pick them out, you know, and maybe a bag of Twizzlers might have been opened, you know, and... But there's individually wrapped, you know?
Sure, no, I get that.
I think I'm ruling in your favor.
What about a turkey dinner?
So anyways.
Half eaten.
No, not so much. Okay. Big bites taken out of it. No, I think that's fair. I can see that.
Thank you totally for calling.
Yeah, thanks for
You're
calling.
An animal, but thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You out of your own trash? Are we going to talk in a few minutes about a guy injuring himself masturbating? Yes, we are.
Oh, well.
Yes, we are.
Almost been there.
You... I'm sorry, what?
I like that pause. That was a good pause.
You will not believe the injury.
Oh, dear.
That happened.
Oh, no.
First, we're talking about people eating out of their own trash. And just for the record, Sluggo and I find this gross.
Yeah.
But you do it?
Actually, I didn't, but my husband does all the time.
All the time?
He'll, like, trash dive, and I'm just, like, disgusted. It's like...
Is he trash diving in the house or outside the house?
Inside the house.
Okay, all right.
How deep will he go?
Good question. Is it just on top, or does he go down deep?
Oh, he goes down deep.
Woo! Yeah, he's spelunking.
Wow. Spelunking, ladies and gentlemen.
Does he have one of those helmets with a little light on the front of it? What's the worst thing he's ever eaten out of your trash?
Like, he'll eat steak.
What? Is it cooked? Is it already cooked?
Yeah, like already cooked.
All right. Well, okay. All right.
Does he know that you can put it in the refrigerator instead of the trash? Maybe decide later.
I think, like, when you're really drunk sometimes.
Oh, drunk. Well, drinking. That doesn't count. Oh, that's fine. Rough. Give me five songs in a row
with Kevin and Sluggo. Massively underrated album, Van Halen 2 on 95.5 KLOS. High five for Eddie today. You got one for me?
Hey, JD.
What's up?
We're celebrating Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, give me five. You got a Van Halen song?
I've got 100 of them, but one of my favorites is shows off his sense of rhythm, I'm the One.
Oh, love that one. Back to the beginning. Appreciate it, man. That's a good one. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Give me five. 95.5 KLOS, JD for Kevin and Sluggo, and some pound cake from Van Halen. Yeah, it's 2 years ago today. I saw a tweet from Wolfgang this morning, and I knew, wow, we're going to be doing some Van Halen today. Heard Marcy do that, and then we decided, yeah, that'd be a good thing for the high five today. So everybody wants some. I'll wait. Dance the Night Away. I'm the One, which is a killer tune. Great suggestion, bro. And pound cake there, the last one. They were remodeling 5150, and Eddie just put the drill on the body of the guitar. Bim, bims. Ooh, that's a neat sound. Yeah, let's leave it on the record. SoCal's Rock Station, 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo. Got the worst of coming up here in just a second. Another one that you're going to love or hate. But KLOS throwing that 10th anniversary party for Heidi and Frank. You know what? It's going to be here in just a couple of days. October 8th, Hard Rock, Hollywood. Your chance to get in is through the text deck. 68683 is the number that you use. And this hour, Hard Rock. Put in Hard Rock to 68683. See if you can't get into another one of our big parties. This one in Hollywood this Saturday night at the Hard Rock with Heidi and Frank. The one and only Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, guy got his start in radio a long, long time ago in Las Vegas and in Phoenix and then eventually with those knuckleheads. All right, it's JD in for Kevin and Sluggo. We will play the $100,000 name game coming up in just a few, but also the shot for you to get into the 10th anniversary party. Your opportunities are waning. We're getting closer. It's this Saturday. The number you need is 68683 and the word is going to be Kramer, Frank Stan Kramer, to 68683. See if you can't score yourself a pair of tickets to the 10th anniversary bash at the Hard Rock in Hollywood this Saturday. And it's brought to you by America's Best Car Buyer, GiveMeTheVin.com, and Antis Roofing and Waterproofing, keeping families safe and dry. And thanks to them for jumping in early on the party, and hope we're going to see you there. And again, 68683 is the number, and Kramer is the word that you're going to put in there. In excess from Kick, that's Devil Inside at 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo, but wait, it's the worst of Kevin and Sluggo, and they've called one of their friends. But it doesn't take much to set him off, does it? 95.5 KLOS, worst of Kevin and Sluggo, more of that. And that $100,000 name game, your shot is really, really close now. I'm looking for somebody to play our little game here. It's called the $100,000 name game. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kathy from Simi Valley.
Hi, Kathy in Simi Valley. Are you ready to play the game?
I am ready. I'm ready. I have my guests ready.
Okay, we're looking for a type of cheese with one word in the name. The last guess was really an odd one. It was Caprese was the last one, and it was incorrect. For $2,600, the two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, what name cheese are we looking for?
Camembert.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's not it. Oh, no, that's not it. The jackpot goes to $2,800 now. Your next shot comes up next hour.
Oh, JD, I got to roll the dice again.
Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. Rush from Moving Pictures and Tom Sawyer. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo on special assignment today. But we still have all of our duties that we got to stick to. You know, we're still going to play the $100,000 name game. Pete Fox going to have sports update here in a minute. And we're going to text our way into the 10th anniversary party for Heidi and Frank, right? 68683 is always the number. But right now, let's do a little bit more best of Kevin and Sluggo. Cell phone in the bathroom. Ew. Tommy Shaw in front for Sticks on Renegades, 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo or on special assignment. But we have the worst of, did you ever want to talk to one of your pets? Yeah, so do these guys. It's the boss from Born in the USA on 95.5 KLOS. It's JD in for Kevin and Sluggo. You know how they love to prank people. You know how much fun that is, how much they enjoy that. Well, what would happen if you stuck a microphone in the prod studio when they were trying to work? Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo, who are on special assignment. But we got time for the worst of, right? How about a massage? Boeing on 95.5 KLOS. It's JD in for Kevin and Sluggo, who are on special assignment, but we still have the worst of. You guys been digging in the trash again? 95.5 KLOS. And the who. How you doing? It's JD in for Kevin and Sluggo on special assignment today. But got to have me come in here because we still want to play the $100,000 name game, right? We're up to $2,600 in our next guest. That'll happen just in a few minutes here, somewhere after 3:30-ish, because we're doing it every single hour, so you're not going to have to wait too much longer. I'll tell you when to call in and be the correct caller, give you a shot at $2,600. Cheese. We're on cheese. Have you heard some of the earlier guesses? We'll get to that in just a minute. But meantime, the worst of Kevin and Sluggo. All right, more of the worst of Kevin and Sluggo coming up. They'll talk to some of their friends. Justin and Sly are on the way. Also, your shot to play the $100,000 name game is just a couple minutes away. Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. I've got your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at this Hair Las Vegas. Caller 13 right now, 1-818-955-KLOS. Get to play the $100,000 name game. We're up to $2,600. I'm looking for somebody to play our little game here. It's called the $100,000 name game. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kathy from Simi Valley.
Hi, Kathy in Simi Valley. Are you ready to play the game?
I am ready. I'm ready. I have my guess ready.
Okay, we're looking for a type of cheese with one word in the name. The last guess was really an odd one. It was Caprese was the last one, and it was incorrect. For $2,600, the two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, what name cheese are we looking for?
Camembert.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's not it. Oh, no, that's not it. The jackpot goes to $2,800 now. Your next shot comes up next hour.
Oh, JD, I got to roll the dice again.
Sting, Stewart, and Andy, that's the police on 95.5 KLOS from Synchronicity. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo, more worst of on the way. But right now it's time for the $100,000 name game on KLOS. Who's this?
Matthew.
Matthew, are you ready to play the $100,000 name game?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, here we go, man. We're looking for a type of cheese. This is a type of cheese with a one-word name. The last two guesses were Camembert and Capriccio. That's the last two guesses. And the number is up to $2,800. For $2,800, a two-night stay at the Sahara in Las Vegas, what name of cheese do you have for me?
Is Gouda enough?
Gouda is not good enough. Ah.
Ooh.
That means the jackpot now grows to $3,000, and your next shot to win comes up in the 5 o'clock hour. Foo Fighters at 95.5 KLOS. All right, it is time. I have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, gets to play the $100,000 name game. Current jackpot, $3,000. Call now. Good luck. 95.5 KLOS playing the $100,000 name game. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tori.
Tori, caller 13.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready to play the $100,000 name game?
I'm so ready to play.
We're looking for a type of cheese with a one-word name. Now, we've had a couple of guesses recently. The last one is Gouda, and the one before that was Camembert. They were both incorrect for $3,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Please get this right for me. What's the name of the cheese that we're looking for? What is it? Tell me. Do it. Do it.
Could it be nacho cheese?
No.
Oh, gosh.
It's not nacho cheese. Oh, my gosh. Now the jackpot grows to $3,200. Oh, my God.